Matthew chapter 11, first three verses. Or do we look for another? And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, excuse me. When John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Or do we look for another? Is Jesus the Messiah? Amen. I'm asking, or do you look for another? Because our life reveals the answer. The way that you and I live reveals that answer. You see, if he is the Christ, why do you live such? Why do you do the things that you do? Are you looking for another? You know, most people I've met in religion, they're looking for something else. They're always looking for something else. That's an amazing thing. What else could a child of God seek? I preached this morning early. If you've been born again in the Spirit of God, if you've got a new mind, what else is it that you desire? Most I've met are fervently waiting for Christ. There are denominations and churches, and they make an industry out of it. I guess he's coming later, you see. Because he's sure not in their life today. In truth, if they knew that when he comes back, if he's not in your life today, I don't think they'd be looking so hard. And so they're only looking in word. Only in profession does he exist in the lives of most. In truth, most are waiting on he who has already come. Now you think about that. But because he's not in them, they must yet look for another. They must wait on another. He either comes in your lifetime or you know him not. The second coming is for a true child of God. And what it is, it's a kingdom issue. That's the only issue that the second coming holds for a true child of God. It's a kingdom issue. So for what is it that you are waiting? What is it that you are looking for? What is today? I always like today, the way that it's presented in its truest form in Hebrews, capital T-O, capital D-A-Y. What is it that you're looking for today? Where is your God? What's to change in your life? I always remember Brother James preaching that most people, if they'd be honest, they imagine that something's going to change and they're going to turn white and sprout little wings and they're going to float up. What in your nature needs to change? I'm asked, what needs to change? I preach it, do you not have the mind of Christ? What new mind would you want besides that? Do you not have any? Are all things not new to you? What's to change in your life? What change are you looking for when Christ comes? Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Most I know and most I've met in religion, they're actually looking for another. They're looking for something that they yet don't have. What do you yet seek in Christ? What do you yet lack? What's missing in your life if you're in Christ? Getting out of debt? He said, owe no man anything. Food and raiment? Do we not have these things? And the real reason we should look for His coming, which is to get out of this present evil world, nobody really wants to leave. Let me ask you something this morning. What does heaven offer that you don't already have? Do you ever just stop and think about that? What does heaven offer that you don't already have? I'm asking you. We've mansions, we've cars, we've amenities that our ancestors could only dream of. You remember the little trestis that I used to carry around by Arthur W. Pink, and he said that Satan would make this world such a congenial place. And it would be filled with the brotherhood of man. And that all people are created equal in life and, you know. Look for another? For what? I'm asking what it is that you yet lack. Can you tell me? Sadly, most can only refrain, I'm looking for a new body. I'm looking for a new body. Didn't Paul say to die is gain? Well, gain what? I'm asking you what it is that you're going to gain. Is not all your labor geared to the things of this earth? Don't tell me it's not. What exactly are you doing for the world to come? What treasure are you laying up for that world? Are you looking for another? For what? You know, I've looked lately upon, but we live in an area, and I've thought a lot about Catholicism. I mean, Catholicism, well, I mean, I could show you where it goes all the way back to Babel, but for the sake of argument and history, it goes back to at least the 3rd century. I'm talking about the Catholic Church as you and I know it. And when I see Catholicism, I gaze in wonder. What are they doing? You ever see them? What are they doing? Is that how heaven shall be? Paul said that his boy went up to a big meeting in Houston for the law people that he's involved with. And he was the only one at the meeting that didn't have a prayer shawl. And the men had prayer shawls, and the men covered their head. And of course, Paul, that Methodist, knows more about the Bible than most Baptists I know. And he said, he told the boy, he said the man's not supposed to cover his head when he prays. Well, that's just their deal. And Paul rightly said, pretty soon, you know, what happens is we all become gods. Well, that's our deal. Well, that's just our deal. Well, that's just our deal. See? Are you looking for another? For what? Catholicism. Is that how heaven's going to be? I mean, you've read Revelation. I pray you've read Revelation. Robes, and singing, and thrones, and incense. Right? We don't have any of that. Folks, I'm being serious here. You think about it. All that pomp and ceremony, is that the church? Is that as heaven shall be? Now, what about our little assembly? Is it going to be like this? Bunch of good old boys standing around singing, you know. Which shall be more like heaven? We don't have any robes. We don't even shout hallelujah here. We don't even say amen. We don't praise him. I'm asking this morning if you yet look for another. Has it become, as Pink said, there's nothing more to seek? The world has become our heaven. This world has become heaven for the religious folks. We lack nothing except physical immortality. I greatly fear that we're outside where God would have us to be. Yes, he's come for those in Christ. But perhaps for all the wrong reasons. What is it that we seek? Are we yet looking for another? Didn't he say, you have need of nothing? I'm talking about the religious crowd. You have need of nothing. And he meant it in derision. Increase with goods and have need of nothing. God help us. The only thing we're looking for is an immortal body. So, what do we become as monks? Do we become like the rich young ruler? He told him, sell everything you got and give it away. Give it to the poor. Folks, this is one of the most serious messages that I've ever heard. Right here. Do we look for another? And for what purpose? We don't have church anymore. We're not really even a body. Any more than those Catholics. We're not. I know some of you think we are, but we're not. Not half here can tell of their body or their gift in that body. Matter of fact, probably no one here. From what I read, other than who they worship, Islamists are far more biblical. You've heard me say that many, many times. Far more. They just got the wrong God. And if you don't think that we are at ease in Zion, then you don't have spiritual eyes to see. Jeff and I have been talking about Putin and Russia for the past week or two. I'm going to tell you something this morning. That Russia and Islam are more against sin than the United States of America. They are more against sin than the United States of America. They're against women's rights. And they're against sodomites. Now you take just those two issues out. Just those two issues. Women's rights and sodomites. And you take just those two sins out of the United States of America and consider how it might be. I can consider it easily. I can go back before the Great Civil War and tell you exactly how it would be. How when they found this country. Just those two issues. Does anybody in here think there will be equal rights in heaven? Anybody? I mean, don't be ashamed.
No, there's hierarchy in the angels.
Who thinks there will be equal rights in heaven? You've heard me say over and over and over again, things different can never be equal. Doesn't make one better, but they are not equal. God made that clear in the book of Genesis. The number one reason that I hate this present evil world is right there. Equality. Always striving for equality. It's the original sin. Ye shall be as equality. And from the one who invented it, God didn't invent that. I'll raise myself up. I'll be as God. As equal. As the women today. As the sodomites today. As. Do I look for another? No, sir. I know who my king is. I know to whom I'm betrothed, who is my beloved. And glory to his name. I'm asking, has he come, or do you yet seek another? It's conceivable that we live in the most immoral country upon the earth. What does Islam call us? What does Iran call us? The great Satan. If I was an attorney arguing the case, I could argue their case. Why don't God? Because we have God printed on the money or over the Supreme Court? Because we have more King James Bibles than anybody in the world? Sodomites. Sodomites, women and children rule. I just read in the news, I was preparing this message this week, and there was a deal in there, it was a front page news article in it, that witches are women's rights. And that's where it came from. I can show that to you biblically. You know, when I was a kid, you may not believe this, it was a long time ago, none of you were here. We were seen and not heard. Why did David put you and take your kids away from you? We were seen and not heard. We didn't even get to eat what the adults ate. Y'all can't imagine that. You can't imagine your little children not eating, not getting to eat what you eat. We most of the time didn't get to eat what the adults ate. They had the better stuff. That's the way that it was. They got steak, we got weenies. That's the way it was. Why? Rights. It was headship. There was a principle involved in that thing. And to this day, I respect elders. Don't have many. Gotten too old. But to this day, I respect elders. And to this day, I say yes, sir. And to this day, I say yes, ma'am. Because I was to be seen and not heard. And I was to eat what they put on my plate. And it wasn't, well, how come daddy's got a T-bone and I'm eating a weenie? How come I'm eating peanut butter and jelly? I was glad to get it. Folks, I'm being serious.
Amen.
It was headship. The adults were entitled. It's not that way today. I see it every day. I see it in the stores. I see it in the business. I see it everywhere. I see it in the churches. Special programs for kids. I'll tell you, the program God made for the children was to sit there and keep their mouths shut in church, in the auditorium. He said the women couldn't speak. What, did you think he'd have the kids speak? That's why when we haven't done it in a long time, but we used to feast here all the time. I used to have a big feast here on the 4th of July and on Thanksgiving. And when we did those things, we had a much different demographic, much different crowd. And when we do those things, and there might be 50, 75, 100 people here, and we line up for the vittles. Do you know who was first in line? We had a hard rule, the elders. Amen. We went by age. The elders ate first. Amen. Do you know when the children ate? Last. And they had to sit there and take that thing. Wasn't we wouldn't want to be mean. We're teaching them something.
Amen.
You see. Equality is the great sin. Equality is the original sin. Lucifer is God. And that's our world today. We have become as gods. Equal, equal, equal. That's why we've had all these messages the past weeks on Hebrews 13, 7 and 17. By them that have the rule over you. Most of them don't even know who that is. What are you talking about? If I were to bring that up in the workplace, obey them that have the rule over you, nobody rules me. Now he's my boss, but he don't rule me. Yeah, I can see that. You see, art thou he that should come? That's what John the Baptist asked. Are you the one that should come? And you don't know that one yet? You don't know that one? He better be. Because if you're yet looking for another, I've been to these churches, man, and they've done everything except just stare at the eastern sky. I'm not telling you I'm not looking for a second coming. I would be to come right now. It'd be today. But not for the reason that most. They're trying to get out of their troubles. You're not going to get out of trouble here. Old Brother Wiley said, it's rough like it ought to be. Or do we look for another? In heaven, we shall have what men fight and die for here. The reason we fought and died to have this, to form this country, was because of a king. In heaven, we're going to have a king again. We probably should have got used to that one. Because we're going to have another one. You see? Did you know, I was trying to think this morning when I was reviewing this word, and I was trying to think of one conflict, one war that didn't involve a ruler, headship. You've heard me say, y'all, if you've been here any time at all, you put two babies down, you put 2 2-year-olds down and put one ball between them. You'll learn something about headship. There we shall have a king, a most sovereign king. Rights? You better read the book. The apostles themselves, the mother of the sons of thunder. Can my boy sit next to you up there? Headship. Headship. I'm asking this morning what it is that you are looking for. How are you on just these two issues? Sodomites and equal rights. I like that. It goes together. Sodomites and equal rights. Recently heard that when we had the great civil war in this country, that at that time, slavery was worldwide. I don't believe that there was a country on the earth that didn't have slavery. But we fought it here because everybody wanted to be equal. You know what the downfall? We're gonna destroy ourselves from within because everybody wants to be equal. I just saw a boy got thrown out of school in Ireland. Might have been Scotland. I think it was Ireland. Because he told the class that there were only two genders, male and female.
It's true.
Did you know that at the time of the Civil War in America that there were blacks that owned slaves in America? Every country and kindred practiced such. And then came... I'm not telling you I'm for slavery. I'm preaching a principle here. Then came equality. True communism is based, pure communism, on one principle. Never works out that way.
Never does.
Equality. Equality. It's the premise of socialism. And it's exactly the reason that our borders are being flooded right now. Because they want to be like us. And some of us want to be like the Joneses, whoever they are. No two are equal. Never have been, never will be. But I find that today most are simply submitted to themselves as gods. Know ye not that every knee shall bow? I suggest that you bow this day in this life. Far too many are yet looking for another. I only look for a change in venue. Your new mind and heart, your new nature, it's got to be here now. He said, judge all things. He said, don't you know the mind of the Lord? He said, but ye have the mind of Christ now. Anyone who's truly met Christ, who's truly been converted, need not look for another. There's all and enough. There's all enough for the journey at hand. The scripture says, they that were ready. You ever read it in Matthew? They that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Are you ready? Has he come in your life? Or do you yet look for another?